Hey everyone, I was trying so hard to not to talk about my geopolitical opinions out loud because I believe everyone is just overwhelmed and it's really exhausting to be informed all the time. I was saying that I will keep talking about the updates and the everything happening in Gaza, Palestine, and for the Palestinian cause in general. But since everything is connected and someone is acting as the police of the world, acting like the savior of the world until now, while they literally committed a genocide. The US committed a genocide and still committing it for 2 years now in Palestine. The US is not only supporting the genocide, it's committing the genocide by the hands of the Israelis. The Israelis cannot do one single thing without the US. So technically it's the US genocide here. And now the US is acting as the police of the world and the savior of the Venezuelan people. The Venezuelan people has been suffering for decades because of the American sanctions, the same American sanctions that made the Yemenis suffer, the Iraqis suffer, the Iranis suffer, the Syrians suffer. And soon the Lebanese, if the Lebanese said no to what Israel wants. The American sanctions does not only about America not importing something from this country and not exporting, etc., etc. It's economic sanctions on every single move. And because America is again acting as a savior of the world, the other colonial forces in the West are supporting it and imposing these sanctions on these countries again. So these countries are suffering because of the American sanctions, and then when the people start dying because of starvation, the Americans come to be the savior, to steal the oil and the strategic place of the area and tell the people that they are worried about the democratic situation there and that they are taking over the dictators. The US has zero right to intervene in any other country. Let's start from here. Then the US has zero right to impose these economic sanctions. The US is a corrupt institution. They cannot be a police. The US is a corrupt administration full of fascists who are working only for the elite rich Americans and not even for the American people. 97% of the Venezuelan people are against the American intervention, and this must put a full stop for anything, any other argument.